Hello, sons and hello, brothers. I'm Kyle, and I have my two brothers here with me today. We are Ken Pierpont's sons, and it's time for Stuff I Want to Say, mostly to men, where we share teachings and encouragements, exhortations from our dad, Ken Pierpont, and it was his heart to help inform, inspire, and motivate men to have a real and vital walk with God. And he passed that down to us, his sons. And so we have decided to carry on our dad's vision for this podcast as his sons. So in this podcast, we will take one of our dad's writings or stories and read it, and then share our own memories of how dad lived this out, or encouragements or stories about how he encouraged us to live this out as his sons. And so we hope that this podcast continues to be an encouragement to you. If you're a listener of this podcast, we just want to thank you. Thank you for engaging with our dad, Ken Pierpont, and for allowing him to speak into your life and inspire you spiritually. Also, if you listen to this podcast, you probably have heard by now that in the early morning hours of Monday, February 19th, my dad took his last breath on this earth and was immediately in the presence of the Lord. And as he said many times, his faith became sight. And even though we are heartbroken, we will always miss dad in our life. We do not grieve as those who have no hope. Each of us, as his eight children, have placed our faith in Jesus, and we look forward to the day when we will join dad and we will be forever with the Lord together. We are thankful for the countless hours we had with dad when he encouraged us and exhorted us to love and follow God. We are thankful dad had a faith worth passing down. And with that in mind, it is our desire to grow our love for God in this life and to pass down the same love for God to our kids, his 20 grandchildren, and to encourage others like he did to have a growing affection for Christ. So with that in mind, we want to get into the topic of today's podcast. But before we do, we just want to introduce ourselves. As I said, there are four sons to Ken Pierpont. We are his four sons. My brother Chuck is not able to be on the podcast today, but he is loving his family. His son's birthday is today, and they are having a good time together. But we wanted to get this podcast rolling, so I decided to start this with three of us. So we're gonna introduce ourselves to you, Kyle, Dan, and Wes. And we're gonna do this the way that Dad would always ask for the fast food order when we were kids. He would sit in the front of the van and say, "Birth order," and we knew that meant to go through birth order and give him our fast food order. But we're gonna do that this morning. My name is Kyle, oldest son of Ken Pierpont, and I live in Michigan. Been married to my wife Elizabeth for 18 years. She reminded me last night that this year will be 20 years that we've known each other and had a relationship. But 19 years of marriage in June. I am a pastor and get to love people and connect with people that way. And a few favorite hobbies of mine, things that I love to do, is really anything with a family. Love spending days off with the family, but I really enjoy fly fishing in particular, and camping and hiking, and do a little bit of CrossFit too. So that's a little bit about me. Dan, you're next. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Yeah, I'm Dan. I am the sixth born, third born son. I live in Texas. I'm married to Caitlin. We've been married for about almost 8 years. I think here in June will be 8 years. I have three boys, Waylon, Leon, and Brooks. I work in oil and gas. I'm a pipeline tech. I do a bunch of other stuff inside that, but we live out here in Seminole, Texas. I enjoy just things I like to really do. My hobbies are basically whatever my boys are into. So basically, if Waylon's playing baseball or football, that's kind of my hobbies, and I like to golf whenever I get the chance. But yeah, that's me.
I am Wes Pierpont. I live in Dallas, Texas. I'm married to my wife, Dylan. Been married for 8 years. We have three kids, two girls and a boy, June, Haley, and Bodie. And I'm a journeyman plumber down here in this area and have been doing that for quite some time. In terms of hobbies, right now, my hobby is basically whatever my family's doing. But when I'm doing something on my own, it's typically bass fishing, which I haven't done in a while due to my awesome kids, so I'm not complaining about that. But yeah, that's me. I'm what?
Awesome. I love it. Guys, and what I think is cool too, maybe it'd be good to remind people of here is I think Dad had you guys in mind mainly with this podcast. He has all the men in his life in mind. But Dan, do you want to tell just quickly kind of what started this podcast and how that went?
Yeah, for sure. So basically, I was talking to Dad about all the podcasts I was listening to, and we were talking about how all the stuff he cranks out and like content.
Yeah.
He has a lot of work, and I just always thought that he always had a bunch of great material that I would always call him and ask him about, like the stuff on Dominion and how men are supposed to be lords of the earth and stuff like that. And I was like, that's the one I asked Dad about. And I was like, but you have a bunch of other stuff that I think guys, especially guys right now, just need to hear. And he had never been more excited. He was just like, of course, I would love to do that. And then he would send me a podcast and ask me for like a review. I would text him a review, and for the last three, four months, we would do that. And so that's how it started. And I just basically said, I need help. I need encouragement. I need to know how to deal with things that are going on in my life. I need to know how to treat my wife better. I need to know how to raise good sons. And I listen to podcasts a lot. So I was like, it'd be awesome if I just had something I could just hit play and have something on my way to work. And so that's why he would always say, I don't know if you guys are listening to this in your truck or on your way to work or while you're working out, because he knew that we all like to do that too. So that's basically our conversation leading up to it.
I love that. I thought of that often, and knew that Dad had that in his mind as he was producing this stuff. And so there we go. That's a little bit about us, three of his sons. And like I said, our brother Chuck will be joining us in the very near future on the next episode of this podcast. But we just wanted to keep this podcast going, and our dad left behind an impressive archive of material. And so we have no shortage of material we can go to draw into this podcast and to continue to encourage even ourselves and to encourage other men just to love God and to live a life focused on loving God and loving people. And so with that, let's get into the podcast. The topic of the podcast today is prayer. And I want to read an article that I got from my dad's website, and he called this Praying Men. He wrote this in July of 2005. And so here it goes. When I was growing up, my dad pastored a little country church on an edge of a tiny village in Ohio. In that church, young and old alike were together for prayer meeting on Wednesday night. We would sing a hymn or two, and Dad would teach and take prayer requests. He would read a missionary prayer letter or two and then divide into two groups. The ladies and the girls would come to the front, and the men and the boys would go to the back. We would get on our knees and pray. The image of men on their knees in prayer on a summer evening, windows open to the cool night, is still sweet to my memory. I was about 10 years old. I watched the men when they would pray, squeezing their eyes together, pouring out their souls to God. One evening, I watched one of the older men of the church kneeling at his pew. Tears ran down his face and dripped off his chin while he prayed. When I think back on those summer nights in prayer meeting, I am reminded of what E.M. Bounds wrote on praying men over 100 years ago. These are the words of E.M. Bounds. We are constantly on a stretch, if not a strain, to devise new methods, new plans, new organizations to advance the church and secure enlargement and efficiency for the gospel. This trend of the day has a tendency to lose sight of the man or sink the man in the plan or organization. God's plan is to make much of the man, far more of him than anything else. Men are God's method. The church is looking for better methods. God is looking for better men. When God declares that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him, he declares the necessity of men and his dependence on them as a channel through which to exert his power upon the world. What the church needs today is not more tactics or better, not new organizations or more and novel methods, but men whom the Holy Ghost can use, men of prayer, men mighty in prayer. The Holy Ghost does not flow through methods, but through men. He does not use mere strategy, but he uses men. He does not anoint plans, but men, men of prayer. And then Dad writes, we have camps and conferences and classes for children. We have children's books, software, video games, and Christian films aimed at them. We have catchy music and Christian hero action Bibles. We have singing vegetables and Bible action hero dolls. But more than anything, children need to see their fathers bowed in humility before the Lord. They need to know some praying men. That was written by our dad in July of 2005. And wanted that, hopefully that is an encouragement to you to hear his words. I know it is to us, isn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we just want to discuss real quick, just have a little discussion amongst us as brothers. Some thoughts that we had after reading that and some memories. And so, guys, would love to bat this around a little bit. What are your thoughts as we think about this topic of prayer and dad's piece here and how he lived this out in our life?
Yeah, the main thing that comes to my mind is like when I was in law enforcement, I would call dad like when I was going through a hard time or went to a hard call or stuff was going sideways at the house or something like that. And one time I had gone to a call where a little boy was killed by his mom, and it was really gruesome and extremely hard to see. I found out the little boy, I didn't immediately know the boy didn't make it, and I found out in a really rough way. But anyhow, I called my dad and I asked him, or I called dad, our dad.
Yeah.
I called dad and I asked him, I was like, do little young boys, if they never, you know, do they go to heaven basically, you know, before they know, if they have the choice to follow Jesus or, you know, if they ever, before they ever had the knowledge or something like that. And I remember just almost like I was broken up about it because I was super sad, and he just immediately started crying and almost not like he was praying, but he's almost like crying out for me and crying out for that little boy and crying out and he was like, let me just pray right now. And that was like his automatic response was, let's just talk to Jesus about it real quick. He would never say real quick. So I take that back. He did not like that. he would not like that. But he just immediately would start praying with me and praying for me, praying for the family, praying for the boy, praying for the, you know, all the circumstances involved, praying for me being able to deal with it at the house and stuff like that. And he just, that was his automatic response was, talk to Jesus about it. And then he, once we got off the phone, he would try to encourage me and help me through it. But prayer was first, his automatic go-to.
That is so true. I remember that many, many times as well. That's powerful.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was like, I almost would just call him after patrol, like on my way home from patrol, just because, you know, I knew he would either, you know, just encourage me, pray for me. It was you always felt better, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. When I think about not only dad, but think about prayer, or think about dad in prayer, it was always just such a genuine relationship that he had with God. No matter what he was going through, he wouldn't just talk to God when you're going through a hard time. He wasn't asking God for stuff all the time. I mean, he asked God for stuff, but he didn't just ask God for stuff. He was always thanking God for the stuff that he had already given him, and thanking God for the things that God had already done for him. And then yeah, so like in the hills and valleys, he was always talking to God. And then one cool thing that I think about a lot is with my kids, I always have them coming up to me and asking, "Dad, can you do this? Can you do that? Can we have this? Can we have that?" And I love that. I love doing stuff for my kids. But then I think about how sweet it is when they come up and they just say, like, "Dad, I love you." And Dad did that a lot. He was always talking to God, thanking him, telling him how much he loved him. And God loves helping us. He loves when we ask for stuff. But it was more than that. It was a genuine relationship that Dad had with God. He was always thanking him, telling him he loved him. And his prayer life was a testimony to me that God doesn't just listen to our prayers. He definitely answers them, because I think all of us know that there was a lot of times growing up with 8 kids and not a lot of money where you really had to trust God. And Dad did that better than anybody I know. So it's really cool to look back on and just see how important prayer is, and look to that in the future moving forward.
So true. That's really along the lines of kind of what I was thinking about too, with this. And you know, for me, I remember coming downstairs every morning of my life, you know, as a kid. I usually was one of the first ones awake and come down to the kitchen for food. And as I would come downstairs, walk, you know, into the dining room or walk past the dining room, I would look in there, and every morning that light would be on in the dining room. And I knew that when I rounded that corner and looked, you know, into the dining room, that my dad would be sitting at the end of the table with his Bible open and his journal open, his pens and highlighters next to him, and a cup of coffee, and that he would be spending time with God. And that a big part of that time he spent with God was praying. And I knew that because when I would go over to him and put my arm around his neck and give him a hug in the morning, I would look at his journal that was open there. And we all know that Dad journaled like crazy. He had, we just were packing up his study, you know, recently, and I just found a couple boxes full of old journals. And he did that so well. But in those journals are prayers. Just, it's just like unbelievable the amount of praying that he wrote out in his journals. And as I would stand there over his shoulder as a kid, I would look at those journals and I would see my name written there. You know, he was praying for me. I would see the names of my brothers and sisters, and he was praying for them. I would see the names of people in the church, you know, people that I knew he was praying for, and situations in life. And so he modeled this, you know, he really did model that line that he wrote there about, you know, kids need to see praying men, fathers bowed in humility before the Lord. I saw that. We saw that from our dad. But I remember one story in particular, just that always I'll never forget. And I was probably like 10 years old, 11 years old. And we had moved to this house in town, and it was a nice house, but there just really wasn't much room to play outside. And we had a dog at that time, and it was on a leash in the backyard. And, you know, we hated that. We wanted a place where the dog could be a dog and run wild. And, you know, we wanted a place where we could play as kids, and we just longed for a place in the country. And Dad would often take us to McDonald's for breakfast. We still love McDonald's breakfast to this day. Probably shouldn't, but we do.
We do
thank
too,
you, Dad. So, but we were, I remember one morning at McDonald's eating breakfast and talking to Dad about wanting to, you know, have a place in the country to live. And I just will never forget Dad just saying, you know what, son, let's pray about that. Let's start praying and asking God to give us a place in the country. And so we did. And we prayed there that morning. But then I remember for the next, you know, a week or so praying that, and my dad telling me to go home, put it in your journal and start praying that. And so I did. I held on to that for many years, where I journaled praying for a place in the country. And it wasn't just a couple of weeks later that I remember Dad came home from work and Mom had found a listing in the paper for a place in the country. And it was a place that, you know, fit our budget. And so I remember driving out there to look at it. And as we were driving out, it was like in this just perfect place. I mean, it was, it had its, you know, it had its things. It was an old house, and we've got stories about that. Maybe we'll talk about someday, but it was a beautiful place in the country. It was on this old road, Rutledge Road, that the road ended in our big teardrop driveway. And then the bridge had washed out down the road about 100 years before. And so it had an abandoned like roadbed that was a trail that we mowed and kept straight back to the river. And so we would go back there as kids, and I mean, we would boulder hop and throw rocks in the river and fish. And there was a creek that ran into the river, and we would ride our bikes down to the bridge and jump off that bridge into the water. I remember just countless memories of that place, of the big swing he put in the elm tree in the backyard. Do you guys remember that place, or were you a little too young for that spot?
I don't either. I was too young.
Man.
My core memories are Fremont.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it was after that. Yeah. But,
really?
I remember. Yeah. I mean, Fremont was after that place in the country, but you guys would have loved it. It was awesome.
But I was going to say, my core memories are Fremont and downtown Flint. So.
Oh, yeah. Which Dad could always make an adventure out of those places too.
Yeah.
And he did.
That's a whole nother podcast.
That's right. That's right.
Me and Daniel were longing for the country too. Maybe we should have prayed harder.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, man. But you guys, I mean, we all have these stories, though, I think, you know, of just memory or things that we prayed for that Dad would encourage us, pray about it. Mm-hmm. And I'll always remember that place in the country as a direct answer to a prayer, you know. So, well, there it is. Another episode of Stuff I Want to Say, or as we may call it, Stuff Ken Pierpont Said. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Stuff our dad said. But I know Dan Wes, just doing this encourages me to want to pray more and to encourage my boys and my kids to pray. And I know we've talked a little bit. It's done the same for you guys, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, one of the books Dad inscribed for me for a few days, in that book, he wrote me a note like he always did, and like you guys have too. But I just thought I wanted to say this on the podcast, because it's like kind of exactly what we're doing here. It's he wrote me a note, and then at the end of it, he said, "Go and gather your own stories and inspire others to follow you as you follow him." And that was like the same thing that Dad did. He wanted us to follow him as we followed Christ. So I just wanted to like point that out. Like, in this podcast, we're following Dad, even though he's not here with us. We're following Dad as he followed Christ, and we're just sharing the stories of that, you know.
That is so true. We hope this thing is an encouragement to you guys, whoever's listening. You know, we kind of decided if anybody listens, that's awesome. But this is something that will, you know, keep the memory of our dad alive in our hearts, and also, more importantly, keep his faith alive in our hearts. And we want that to be the case. And so thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to another episode of Stuff I Want to Say, Mostly for Men. And we look forward to connecting on the next episode.